Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The Apostle Peter teaches explicitly and emphatically that God has granted unto us all things which pertain to life and godliness. That is, he has given us in the Bible all we need to know to become his children and to remain his faithful children. Contrary to what modern charismatics assert, we do not have any 20th century revelation. We do not have any because we do not need any. Jack Deere's book, Surprised by the Voice of God, insists that God speaks today through prophecies, dreams, and visions. But 2 Peter 1:3 teaches the opposite. Incidentally, Dr. Deere does not bother to discuss 2 Peter 1:3 and Jude 3. Both passages teach that revelation ceased with the age of the apostles. The things which pertain to life and godliness have been given to us through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. If one reads the book of 2 Peter, he cannot avoid seeing just how vital knowledge is in beginning and in continuing the Christian life. We can only receive the things which pertain to life and godliness by reading of God's inspired revelation. That was our Lord's reason for affirming, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." John 8:32. Have you ever noticed the process by which all of this takes place? Jesus told the Jews, "No man can come to me except the Father who has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." And how does the Father draw men and women to Jesus Christ? It is written in the prophets, "For they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, who has heard and has learned of the Father, comes to me." John 6:44 and 45. There is no coming to Jesus Christ without hearing the Word of God. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. There are many reasons men and women should come to God. One of these is given by the Apostle Peter. We are called to glory and virtue. Incidentally, if you want to know how men and women are called into God's service, Paul provides the answer. "Whereunto he called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Thessalonians 2:14. That means, dear friends, you must hear the gospel, believe it with all your heart, and obey the Lord in baptism. The word glory does not mean that human beings have any glory within themselves. We must receive the glory which comes only from God and from keeping his commandments. In this life, we receive a measure of glory from God Almighty, but nothing compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us at the time when Jesus rewards his faithful servants. Romans 8:18. The word virtue in our text does not mean primarily moral purity, as it has come to mean in the English language. Our English word virtue is a translation of the Greek aretas, which means moral courage. The word certainly includes moral goodness and purity, but it goes further than that. The word demands that we live our convictions. The Bible uses the Greek arete 5 times. 4 of them in 1 and 2 Peter. Please take note of Peter's use of the word. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. The word praises in this verse is the Greek word rendered virtue in other passages. All of this means we should demonstrate courage in living for God. Thank you, and may God bless you.